these. I love these books.
Yeah, me too.
There's one from the Hartford Police Department, yeah, too. And this is a book, and it's just incredible. I read some of it, not all of it. But the author, Images of America, South Windsor. And the author's name?
Well, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Claire Lobdell, the archivist and museum educator at Wood Memorial Library and Museum, who has put this book together. It's being published today, Images of America, South Windsor. Claire, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you so much for having me.
How much fun was it for you putting this book together?
I loved it. It was great. You know, as an archivist, I'm helping people do their own research all the time, which is a lot of fun, but I just really enjoyed being able to do research on my own as well and, you know, getting to see all the wonderful photographs that ended up going into the book.
Claire, you know, I was thrilled when I turned to page 38 and I saw the Ellsworth High School basketball team, which was one of the smallest in the state at the time. I was up at Enfield High School, and Hugh Greer was the coach. He was a coach at Ellsworth for 10 years. Nobody could figure out how this small team won 5 state championships.
Right. Well, I mean, I think Hugh Greer really was the secret in the mix. And then, you know, he went on to UConn and was,
yep,
beloved there as well. But, yeah, you know, people still speak glowingly of him. You know, it's been so long since he's been gone, but he's definitely very well remembered in South Windsor.
He's in the history. There's no doubt about it.
In a sense, Claire, isn't this what the book evokes? You look at a picture and it brings back memories?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. That's the goal, I think.
I mean, how many pictures did you go through in the research? How long did it take you to whittle it down to get this into publication form?
Well, it took probably close to a year of working on it. You know, in the archives at the Wood Library, we have several thousand photographs. I'm not sure of the exact number, probably about 3,000 in print form and then a lot more negatives. So I went through all those to decide what would go in, and then there were certain places or people or events that I didn't have photos of, so you know, then I put out a call to people in the community, you know, for ones that I didn't have. But, yeah, probably about a year altogether.
You know, Claire, what I got a kick out of was on page 39, you got the pictures of three men,
mm-hmm,
the Ellsworth principal, Henry Adams, teachers, Mr. Horvath Center, and Albert Loeffler,
mm-hmm,
was known as a strict disciplinarian. And evidently, Ruth Bordelon recalled, "My brother got kicked out of school for 2 weeks for being with somebody who smoked a cigarette."
And he wasn't even the one that was smoking the cigarette.
I know. I couldn't believe it. You know something? This is fabulous, this book. These are great books to read. They really,
yeah,
really are.
Well, and I, you know, that was a quote from one of the oral histories that was done for the Wood Library. We've got about, I think, 100 oral histories that has been done by volunteer interviewers with people in the community. And I tried to include quotes from those in a lot of different places to really, you know, add some color to it.
Talking with Claire Lobdell, archivist, museum educator at Wood Memorial Library and Museum. And Claire, you're going to be signing copies of the book on Saturday, is that correct?
Yes, yep, there's going to be a special event at Wood Library on Saturday from 10 to 2. It's part of Connecticut Open House Day when museums in the state are open free of admission. And so there'll be the book signing. There's also an exhibit of historic photos in the library to go along with it. There are going to be wagon rides up and down Main Street for kids and families. There's going to be docent tours and scavenger hunts for kids. So I think it's going to be a fun event.
You know, Claire, one of the things, too, you have selected pictures that just ring a bell. I mean,
yeah,
it really if it hits me like this, I'm sure it's going to hit many others like this. Now, where can they get your book? Now, I understand it goes on sale today. Is that correct?
Right. It goes on sale today. you know, you can buy it at Wood Library. It's also on Amazon and local bookstores. I know there's a new bookstore right in South Windsor called the Book Club Bookstore. There's it's at the Barnes & Nobles around. So a lot of different places one can get it.
Say, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go up to Bart's, okay? I want you to go up to Bart's and take up a dozen books or so, all right, and say that Brad Davis and Dan Lovallo said to sell these.
All right.
I'm saying he'll buy them. He'll buy them. Guy is, if there's nobody more community, he'll be mayor forever up there.
Now, Claire, the proceeds will benefit Wood Library, is that correct?
Yes, yep. So, you know, I wrote this on behalf of Wood Library, so all the proceeds, you know, besides what the publisher gets, but about I think, 50% of the sales from the book go directly to Wood Library, at least from the books that we sell there. And then, you know, things that are sold at other stores, the royalties all go to the library.
And, of course, the foundation of South Windsor, its history really was steeped in the tobacco industry, correct?
Big time.
Absolutely, yes. And I think one of the things that you really see throughout the book is that, say, up until the post-World War II era, you know, it really was a very small agricultural community, and tobacco farming really was the backbone of the economy. I think, you know, you see that throughout. Unlike some of the other towns around, there wasn't like silk mills or button mills or some of the other types of larger industry until after that post-war era.
What was your favorite picture in the book?
That's a tough one. You know, there are so many that I really love. There are a few, actually, two or three photos by this one photographer, Edith Watson, who grew up on Sullivan Avenue in South Windsor. And there's one photo, just sort of a quiet photo of a young girl standing by a well. There's a cat next to her, and she's just taking a drink of water. And this photographer, Edith Watson, was quite famous in her day. Around the turn of the 20th century, she traveled all through the U.S. and all through Canada, and with her photos of rural life in Canada were widely published, and she was sort of unusual for insisting that her byline, her name, be printed with anything that appeared in magazines or newspapers. And so we're really lucky to have some of her photographs in there, but I don't know, I really like the way this one photo of a little girl by the well, it's just a very beautifully composed picture.
Well, I'll tell you something, stay at it, Claire, stay at it. You're going to be very successful. This is a wonderful book, and I just glanced through it. My God, but here they are stripping the tobacco.
Yes.
I used to do that as a kid.
So many people in town, you know, remember that. That's what their summer job was every year in high school.
That's right.
Working
in
the tobacco fields.
Wow.
Hey, thanks
awesome.
A million.
Yeah, thanks,
Claire. Thank you
Claire.
Very much.
You're welcome.